Hey, yo, what's up? It's your big homie Bobby Dollars, man. And I got a question for y'all, man. When was the last time you did a podcast? I know you're listening to mine, and I 100% appreciate that, bro. But I want to hear what you got to say. I want to hear your thoughts, you know? And Anchor, it's the one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, bro, it's 100% free, and it's ridiculously easy to use. And now, Anchor can match you with great sponsors, man. I'm talking about great, great sponsors like Spotify and iTunes and all of them who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you get paid for your podcast right away. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now, to be honest with you, getting paid. Always getting the money. Hey, migrate to the money, man. Anchor. Always use Anchor for free. Help you get your podcast out. Make you famous. Hey, yo, what it do? It's your big homie, Bobby Dollars. And today I wanted to do a bonus episode. In the wake of my homegirl, Crystal Holloway, man, she presented the idea of September being the month of sex and considering it Sextember. I like that. It got a nice ring to it. I decided to go ahead and do a couple episodes, man. You know, maybe one or two of them, just to show some love, because I like what she did, you know, on her episode called Sex Magic. So shout out to Crystal Holloway at Life Aligned Podcast, man. That was a great idea what you did, girl. I appreciate you. So what I decided to do on this episode, I didn't want it to be a real long episode, because like I said, it is a bonus episode. I wanted to take about 15 minutes of your time, and we're going to talk about 10 fascinating facts about the psychology of attraction. Now, this is pertaining to sex, because human attraction is so crazy, man. So I got this from the online psychology degree guide. It's just something for fun, you know what I'm saying? And I hope everybody enjoy it. It's just me giving my opinion. You know, I don't really like talking to myself, man, so this is a stretch for me, but it's Sextember. What you expect? You hear me? Hey, so let's jump in, man. 10 fascinating facts about the psychology of attraction. Okay, so number 10, it says that women with older fathers are often attracted to older men. So it says, as it turns out, that the common stereotype that women are attracted to older men because they got underlying daddy issues, that's not the truth. It says recent studies have found that women that were born to older fathers, so that means if your daddy was 48 when you was born, you're more likely to be a tad bit more attracted to men with more creases in their face and a little less hair than average. I know, man, I had to laugh at that too, because that's crazy as hell. Like, damn. So that basically mean if you was born with a younger father, like my son and my daughter, my son was born when I was 21. My daughter was born when I was 23. So it's like they seen me young and they seen all the stuff that I did. So that, I guess, makes them look for someone around, you know, a younger age, or they're more attracted to people with toner, more fit physiques with head fulls of hair or some shit. I don't know, man. Hey, it's crazy. It's crazy. I mean, it might be true though, but you never know. I mean, hey, that's weird. That's hella weird. It's kind of creepy if you really want to know the truth. So let's go to number 9, man. Number 9, it says, attraction comes down to more than just sight. Hey, I agree with that 100%, man. Like, sometimes it's not just about the look of the person, because some of the beautifulest people are the worst MFers you could ever talk to in the elevator in your life. You hear me? So what it's saying right here, though, is that it's easy to assume that levels of attractions comes down to sight and maybe a few brain chemicals, which is the truth. Sight certainly is crucial in the psychology of attraction. But it turns out that the sound and smell also plays a huge role. And this is a study that's published by Frontiers of Psychology. It says that people are able to discern a number of, I guess, characteristics about a potential partner, including like their weight, their dominance level, their emotional state, just by listening to them speak. So I don't know. So I guess hearing it, seeing it, you know, and then smelling the person too, and you know, you're putting it all together. And that's kind of like what formulates that attraction, like a real attraction, not a one night stand or no, I'm finna twerk for him and get this bag type shit. I'm talking about like straight up attraction. Like I want to marry this person, you know, we finna hook up and we ain't, that's it. Once we, once she texts me back in about 10 minutes, shit, she my girlfriend, that's it. You know what I'm saying? She better call everybody and tell them she ain't going out next weekend. Hey, that's what's up. So the same study found that people were able to determine the same characteristics through smell. See, that's exactly what I was saying. So they're saying, yes, those brain chemicals that deal with physical attraction are prompted not just by sight, but by sound and smell as well. Yeah, man, like, if you, I mean, like, it don't matter what the smell is. Hey, man, it's Sextember. You hear me? Like, it don't matter what the smell is, man. If you associate yourself with that individual and that person always wears the same perfume, or every time you bump into this person because they jog and they smell a little funky or something, like, every time you smell that smell again, it's reminiscent of the individual, you know what I'm saying, that you was thinking about. So that's what keep them on your mind. Like y'all watch a certain movie together or take a trip together and something crazy happened. They call it an inside joke. You know what I'm saying? So when two people laugh out loud and you be like, damn, what y'all laughing at? They be like, oh, it was an inside joke. Hey, that's that level of attraction. You know what I'm saying? Hey, that's cool. I like that though. That smell, that sight, you know what I'm saying? The sound of people's voice, like, hey, that does, man. That put the icing all over the cake. You hear me? So let's go to number 8, man. So number 8 says that different scents incite different levels of attraction. Oh, okay. So hey, let's see what they're talking about right quick. They said we know that smell plays a big role in the psychology of attraction. But which smells are considered hot and which ones are considered not? Hey, that's a good question, man. That's a good question, because hey, it's like a man don't want to smell his woman all musty and funky all the time, but sometimes women will say that that's a turn on for them or something like that, or vice versa. You know, like sometimes people want the natural scent over the perfume and all that kind of stuff. And then some people prefer the perfume over the natural scent, so much so to a point to where, you know, you will never catch them not smelling like their favorite perfume or cologne. So it says that a study published by Social Issues Research Center found that women are attracted to, I don't know what that is. It's a natural chemical though, found in fresh male sweat. I don't know if y'all can enunciate this. It's you know, some medical term. I don't know why they do that. They always throw the medical terms in there, and they know the average reader don't know nothing about what no doctors or no scientists are speaking on. But for the most part though, it says that women are actually attracted to the natural chemical found in fresh male sweat. And you know, I agree with that, because I've heard women say sometimes that they attracted to when a man sweat because he smell like sex or something like that. Or he smell like, you know, he smell hot, like he just got through doing it. Hey, it's some crazy minded people out here, but it's also interesting. You know what I'm saying? You'd be like, damn, why would you even think to say something like that? But then when they walk away, you kind of think about it yourself, like, damn, you know what I'm saying? They was right. I kind of trip off of that every now and again too, you know? So they saying that male sweat, that fresh male sweat, acts as a pheromone. It's the scent that's produced when it's too much sweat that turns the woman off. So the fresh male sweat, just a slight little bit, that's the pheromone. And I guess, you know what, I want to say, I guess that's the same thing with the woman too, with the guy that likes to sniff the underwear. Maybe it's the smell from that fresh sweat or whatever. I don't know. Hey, that's crazy though, man. Hey, but it's really intriguing. It really makes me want to like do a little more research and try to figure that out, because in all actuality, I can see some truth in that. And I do absolutely know that too much sweat, because I I got a lawn care service, so I got too much sweat on me all the time, and it turned me off. So I know people standing around me ain't content. But it say men, on the other hand, may be attracted to the smell of perfume, but turned off by the smell of tears. Tears? What the? Tears smell? Damn, bitch, your tears stink. What the fuck? Hold on. My bad, man. I didn't mean to say that out loud. Say, yep, a 2011 Science magazine article found that when men sniffed tears, they felt a decrease in sexual arousal, whereas there was no change when they sniffed the natural saline solution. So that's crazy. So like tears and saline turn us off, man. So when you at the doctor's office and you got to get saline, you'll never get hard on, bro. Just let that go. You know what I'm saying? You got the needle in your hand and they pumping that saline in there. Just call it the evening. Don't even worry about it. I don't know, man. Hey, that is crazy, bro. Tears, like you got to sniff tears to be turned off. So if you doing it with your lady and you getting down, I mean, like you straight doing what you doing, she start crying and you sniff them tears, bro, instant turn off. You got to calm that down, man. You can't go that hard no more now. Hey, I don't know, man. Hey, it's something happening here. Is this a thing? Sniffing tears? I don't know, man. Hey, it's Sextember, man. Hey, I'm trying to figure out what's going on here, man. We on looking at, oh my God, bro, the 10 fascinating facts about the psychology of attraction. Hey, this human attraction too. And I'm on the online psychology degree guide. It's crazy, man. So we at number 7 here. Number 7, man, and we all know this. Hell, Paul Abdul even had a song about this. Opposites really do attract. You know, with that one, man, we really don't even have to elaborate in that too much, because that kind of takes you down a whole different road, because there's a whole lot that ties into opposites attracting, because you can be total opposites, you can be slight opposites, you can, when it's all said and done, those opposites end up doing the exact same thing anyway, because I know for a fact, you know what I'm saying, my wife, she do all kinds of shit that she never used to do and used to talk crazy to me about, but now she do it. You know what I'm saying? It's normal. Like shit. And when I say to her, hold on, man, you used to tell me don't do that. Oh, I wouldn't hear that. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, hey, you know, so we ain't even got to get into that, man. Opposites really do attract. Hey, what's understood don't even need to be discussed. So we're going to move on to number 6, man. Number 6 is the tone of a woman's voice naturally increases when she's flirting. So fellas, if you listen to this and you checking this out, man, you already know when she excited, you already know, man, like with the white girls, they always flip their hair. They always flip their hair out their face. So you can see their whole face and they smile and they right. Their voice get a little high pitched. They tone, their skin tone turn, they be red and shit. And the black ladies, man, they don't, a lot of the times, like I've noticed when black women are flirting with me, they always like off in the distance and they doing physical shit too. You know, dusting their clothes off, fixing their hair, looking at their phone. And then when you look at them and be like, well, all right, man, I'm gonna let you go, bro. I ain't mean to bother you. Wait, nah, hold on. You know, they not ready for you to leave. Hey, that flirting thing go a long way, man. And I believe in that part. Their voices do get a little more high pitched. They're a little more happy or excited. And I think it's the curiosity thing. You know what I'm saying? Like they got the green light to figure you out. Women love trying to figure shit out. They love trying to figure shit out and they love trying to squeeze in between shit. Why in the hell? You never mind. But hey, but check it out. Like, hey, the article say, according to studies conducted by Canada's McAllister University, the tone of a woman's voice increases a bit when she's flirting. Even more fascinating is the fact that exactly how high the woman's voice goes varies at different times. For example, the highest chords occur during the most fertile times, around ovulation, basically. Fortunately, the study found that not only do men prefer these higher pitched voices, That's crazy. But they rated the highest pitch, the one that occurs around ovulation, as the most attractive of all. And, you know, real talk, though, that is the truth, though, because me, myself, as a man, I would rather talk to a woman with a softer tone but a higher pitch. I don't want no woman with no deep voice like me. I don't want to talk to my cousin. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to talk to no woman with no... I mean, like, I ain't saying nothing is wrong or saying nothing against it. I'm just saying, like, I don't like that. Like, that's just me, though. You know, I like women with long hair, high-pitched voices. My wife is letting her sister locks grow out. I guess that's what they call it. I don't know. And they getting long, and that's the stuff that she like right now. So she know I love long hair. You know how that go, man. You know, when you become accustomed to something and you and the person that you with are happy with what's going on, you just try to keep everything balanced. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes that means with the man, if I know she like me to do certain things, I just do it. Just naturally, I just do it. Fuck it. I'm gonna go take care of shit. She want, you know, I know she buy milk on Wednesday. When I come home, have some milk. Just because I know it's gonna make everything cool and keep everything on the up and up. And it's kind of the same thing. She know I like long hair, so it's like, fuck, I just let my hair grow out, and I let it grow out to a point to where I can switch it to any style I want, and I can like it just as much as he do. So that's what's up. You know, I guess you call it compromise, and I don't know, man, but whatever it is, man, it's just making the relationship stand strong, you know. Hey, man, it's Sextember. We talking, man. We just trying to figure it out. You know what I'm saying? That's just a part of being attracted to who it is that, you know what I'm saying, you with. I mean, if you met him with long hair, you was attracted to him then, you kind of don't want to let that go. If you met him with short hair, or she might have had a fade, you know what I'm saying, you might be the type of nigga that like waking up in the afternoon and say, hey, baby, come on here, let me shape you up right quick. Well, I'm not that type of nigga. I don't want to shape my lady up, you hear me? And she not finna twist my edges and fix my edges and shit, whatever the hell. She not finna do my eyebrows and all that. Nah, man, she go holler at her homegirls for that shit, you know what I'm saying? So, hey, that's what it is, man. So they basically saying when a woman is flirting, her voice gets high-pitched. And when she's ovulating, you know what I'm saying? I guess around that time of the month, that cycle thing, how the city girl say it, period. When she dealing with that part of life, her pitch and her tone gets way higher. And that's very attractive according to these studies. And I won't lie, I mean, I guess it really is. My wife don't have no deep voice. So that's what's up, man. So we're moving on to number 5. It says, I love you has a more emotional effect on the brain when it's whispered into the left ear. Man, I don't have a clue about this one. I don't know nothing about whispering in the left ear to affect the brain. I just know most of the time when you're in a real relationship, you don't say it every day. You don't say it every hour. You're not texting and saying I love you every 15 minutes. And that's simply because, you know it, man. Y'all got other things y'all got to do. And that part of the relationship is already embedded in the brain. It's like been branded with that hot wire hanger on the stove. You already branded that in your brain. You ain't got to trip off of that. So that part, don't even worry about it. And when you do finally say it, it means so much more because y'all been together, y'all been riding it out, y'all been working hard, y'all been developing, growing, y'all done had the kids growing up. And now when you finally say it, it's like, damn, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate you. You know what I'm saying? It's not just I love you because we screw every day and I seen you in your panties yesterday. It's a thing of I love you because I appreciate you, what you're trying to do for me and how you helping me live my life and raise our family and all of that. So it means a little bit more, you know, when it's like that. So I don't know about the left ear thing, but according to the article, it says, if you're trying to impress a potential partner with romantic whispers, be sure to speak into his or her left ear. It says that an MIT CogNet study found that when emotional stimuli entered into left ear, it's an accuracy of recall. Okay. And the recall stated that it was 6% higher than the right ear. I don't know, man. I think sometimes some of these people just be doing studies just to be doing them, or maybe that's why we have a Me Too movement. These studies don't be don't be meaning shit half the time. They just be want to whisper in somebody's damn ear and put the hand on people's legs and shit. Cause really, I don't see it. I don't see it, man. Now the smell, the sound, I agree with the attraction thing there. The ovulation, that's a part of the chemical makeup. I agree with that. I'm just being logical here. Whispering in the ear, I don't know, man. Maybe during sex because your adrenaline is pumping. All your pheromones are up. You know, everything in the world is pointing in the same direction. So maybe during sex, yes, but I don't know, man. Maybe it works if you're in a bar and y'all been drinking wine for the last hour and you would lean over to her left ear and be like, yeah, girl, shit, I love you for real, though. Shit, man. Yeah, I guess you would like that shit because what's next other than sex? You know what I'm saying? I don't know, man. Hey, that's crazy, though. Hey, so let's move on to number four, man. Hey, again, hey, we celebrating Sextember here, and we are absolutely on number four of a list of 10 fascinating facts about the psychology of attraction. And we're talking human attraction. And I'm getting this information here online from an online psychology degree guy. It's kind of crazy. It really is. So let's get on down to the last few, man. So this next one, man, this is number four, if I'm not mistaken. Red is the most attractive color. It says in the article, regardless of how you feel about the color red, studies have shown that both men and women are perceived as more attractive and more sexual when they are wearing red or another color that's both bright and warm. I don't know, man. I'm not big on red. I mean, I ain't gonna stunt though. Hey, red look good depending upon the skin color, the skin tone. You know what I'm saying? The complexion. It can play a huge part in that attraction. That's true. But so can certain greens, and so can certain grays and certain blues, even certain purples. You know, not a deep, deep purple or a deep, deep green like a hunter green or something, but something that's I don't know, something that's a little bit brighter, you know. But it's not always just red. I mean, to me, I feel like red is a good color, but shit, to me, red means stop. You hear me? That's all. That's what I've been learning my whole life. Stop signs, stop lights, periods. Shit, you just don't you just don't fuck with red. You hear me? So I don't know, man. I don't know, but some people may say that, because I do know in the movies, when you look at movies and stuff like that, and people are talking about being attracted and want to have sex and all of that, they put the red lipstick on and they put the red dress on or the red lingerie. Hell, they even got red bottom shoes. So I don't know. Maybe it's the truth. Maybe it's just me. You know, maybe my sexual desire or sexual colors intensity is off. I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't know. Maybe I got to do a little more diving into my own mindset, of my own psyche, because red just ain't it for me. You hear me? It just ain't it for me. So we're going to move on down to number three, man. Number three, it says the quickest way to a person's heart is through their eyes. I can agree with that, because if a person has piercing eyes, you know, if a person has eyes that are magnetic, they can draw you in, you know. And I've seen some women with some beautiful, beautiful eyes. My wife has beautiful eyes. Like, like you can really sit back and look into a person's eyes and be like, damn, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, she's straight beautiful, you know. And I'm sure some women out here that feel the same way about some guys, you know, that. And it's not even just the color of the eye. Like, I ain't talking about like hazel or gray or, you know, a royal blue contact. I'm talking about like just the shape of the eye, the way the eye fits the face and the tone, and the way they look when they got their eyes closed and they blink in their eyes. Like, hey, that shit is, it can be, it really can turn you on. It really can be attractive. It can really make you feel like a person is being sincere, you know, all of that. So yeah, I'm with that. So what the article says though is that may not be a traditional ending to a popular maxim, but scientifically speaking, it's more accurate. A study published in the Journal of Research in Personality found that people who share prolonged eye contact form stronger attachments, okay, and increased affection. Yeah, hey, I'm with that, where you looking in the person's eyes. Yeah, I feel that. I feel that. It really can. It really can attract you, for real. It says their staring partner, as opposed to those who are introduced in a more traditional handshake. So just a glance at a person's eyes, you know, saying, hey, what's up with it? How you doing? And moving on. It's virtually different than actually sitting at a table and getting to know a person and speaking to them and actually having an opportunity to look into their eyes. I think that's where the level of attraction lies. There's been times when I've been having dinner, me and my wife, and we'd just be talking, you know what I'm saying? Just chilling, you know, and you can, and I would look up sometimes and she'd be just staring at me for some odd reason. I don't know why, you know, y'all women do that, man. It's paranormal activity shit to be staring at people. And, when I look up at her, and you can see the difference. You know what I'm saying? It's there. It absolutely is. So, yeah, I agree with that 100%. Hey, that was a good one. Let's see. Number two is beards are attractive, but not all beards. Man, here we go, man. I'm so tired of this damn beard gang. hey, man, I hate beards, man. People tell me all the time that I look nice with a beard, man, but I hate beards. I like my face to feel the pillow. Like, when I go to sleep and the pillow be cold, man, I really like that. I ain't stunning, like, no cap. I will shave a full beard off just so I can feel the pillow on my face. I don't know, man. It's kind of weird, but what it says here is that a study published in the Journal of Evolutionary Biology reveals that heterosexual women are naturally attracted to men with beards, but not every beard made the cut. The study concluded that men with stubble or some small degree of facial hair were deemed more attractive by female participants. Now, I will admit, like, that 5 o'clock shadow, I like that, especially when it's lined up, because I can still feel the pillow. I don't mind having a goatee where the beard on my chin is a little bit thicker than on my face. It make me look a little rough, but I enjoy that. Like, I don't mind that little scruffy look like that, but I don't like hair underneath my chin. Yeah, like, I don't like that itchy feeling all on my neck. So, I don't know how the fellas do it with them big beards like James Harden and all of them, man. You know, like, I can't do it, man. Women say it's sexy and all of that, and they be rapping about it and talking about putting shit in people's beards and all that, man. Hey, I'm not with it. I want to feel the pillow. You get mad all you want to. I'll give a damn. Hell with your beard gang. I want to feel that pillow gang at night. You know what I'm saying? I work hard. It be hot all day and shit. I be sweating. Hey, man, hell no. I want to feel that pillow, baby. Real talk, though. So, basically, I'm with that, though. It's a lot of women out here that do say, you know, they like men with beards. Now, the males considered less attractive were those who were clean shaven, okay, with large bushy beards. And I guess, yeah, that's it. They didn't like the men that were clean shaven, and they didn't like the guys with the large bushy beards. But they loved the men with the stubble and the small degree of facial hair. I don't know. I guess I can divide this one out and say maybe this survey was more biased. Maybe they did the survey with more white women, because I know I see a lot more white guys with the 5 o'clock shadow and the less amount of hair on their face right now in today's society. I see that. But the black men, I see they have big beards, and that's what the black women are calling for. They want the big beards, the James Harden beards, you know, perfectly lined up, all extra thick and sweaty. They love that shit. I guess that's what it is. But so I'm guessing I'm gonna call on this one. I'm gonna say on this article, I'm gonna say maybe the study was more so geared towards that. Yeah, that genre versus, you know, what I'm used to seeing every day. But I can agree, though, women do hit on you a little bit more when you got hair on your face. So I'm with that. I'm with that. Okay. All right. So let's see. Last but not least, man, this one is a little crazy. So I don't know. I might get some crazy feedback on this one. But the last one says that, number one, a woman's cycle, her menstrual cycle, determines the type of man she finds attractive. Now, this one a mouthful, man, but I'm gonna break this one down a little bit, because it say here that through a heterosexual woman, though she may be happy and in a committed relationship, she's likely to find a range of men attractive over a course of her menstrual cycle. According to several different studies, normally ovulating women are attracted to different things depending upon their hormone levels during their menstrual cycle. It says during a woman's fertile stage, usually lasting 3 to 6 days, she is most likely to prefer men with deeper voices, competitive natures, typically a masculine type of man, a man with very masculine features. Okay, I can respect that. I see where they're going with that. Okay. At the peak of her fertility, the day of her ovulation, a woman is most likely to seek out a male even stronger than her usual partner. Damn. I mean, so she can have an alpha male at the crib with her. She can be laying right next to everything that she's looking for. But at the peak of her ovulation, the day of ovulation, she wants something even stronger than him. She don't want a man, she wants the machine. So I guess that's when the vibrator come in and all the tools and shit. I really don't know what to say. Like, that's crazy as hell to me. Like, damn, so you got everything you need and everything you want laying right next to you, man. But at that present moment, just right at that moment, you need just a tad bit more. Hey, that's what's up, man. Hey, I ain't mad at him. Hey, I get it, man. It's the woman's body. It's the woman's mind. It's the way the woman's work. I can never complain. Hey, we two different species, man. And that's just the way it's supposed to be. It's been working well this long. So shit, you can't complain right at this moment. You just got to live your life and then do what you do. You know what I'm saying? Hey, but that was the 10 fascinating facts about the psychology of attraction, and I'm talking human attraction. And this was information given to me by the online psychology degree guide. Hey, this was fun, man. I really enjoyed this. Again, man, shout out to my girl, Crystal Holloway, man, at Life Align podcast, with coming up with this whole Sextember thing. This was just me breaking the ice. You know what I'm saying? The next time I come with another bonus for Sextember, it might be something else, man. I might even have a guest. You never know. But when it's all said and done, man, I can only appreciate what the human mind and the human body really brings to us. You know what I'm saying? So that's what's up, man. Hey, it's been real. It's been nice. It's been Sextember. You hear me? Hey, tune in. Check the YouTube channel. You know what I'm saying? Sign, subscribe, like, do all of that extra. I can appreciate you, man. It's your big homie, man. It's been the Bobby Dollar Show.